In 2010, you worked to stop a sales tax referendum. How do you feel about the new 4.75% privilege tax that's been added into the price of admission to entertainment and nonprofit events as part of North Carolina's new tax reform package?
No matter whichever way it ends, the state and local governments have to figure out how to balance their budget. And by doing this, they raise taxes. I feel putting a hold on overspending and coming up with new ways to make revenue occur, I feel that would be a much better way than raising taxes.
Do you have any ideas for some of those new ways to raise revenues?
Legalize marijuana. Have it run solely by the state. Distribute it through the ABC board. We would be out of the red within a year. We wouldn't have 63 cents per gallon gas tax. We could lower state tax. We could lower local taxes. It's a cash crop right now.
Okay, how else will you work to lower taxes?
I feel by keeping taxes low for small businesses, which will in turn open up more jobs for that. So it's almost like two things at once.
Do you have any other ideas for reducing coastal North Carolina's unemployment rates?
Clean business would be a definite key to bringing jobs to this area. One thing that I'll never turn down is, like, in the 60s, I heard Boeing was going to try and open up a giant facility here over by the airport, and our city council turned them down. It would have been 19,000 jobs. So things of that nature is what we need. We don't need smokestacks. We don't need pollution. That our main driver here on the coastal community is tourism. We need to protect that. And I, as a senator, I'll try my hardest to protect anything that would bring us revenue.
And how do you feel about incentives to attract the film industry?
I feel in my heart, if you give a dollar and you receive $1.50 back, that's a no-brainer. The statistics show that a dollar that's of an incentive money, we get back in $1.50 through them spending. And again, I mean, a lot of people that are against movie incentives think they don't gain by that return that they're spending here. But the whole community gains. That's where people that are narrow-minded shouldn't focus on, well, I'm not a small businessman. I'm not going to get anything back. I don't own a restaurant. I'm not going to get return from them eating here. It's the whole picture.
Do you have any ideas for how state legislators could more efficiently work with public officials at the local level?
I think there needs lines of communication opened up and meetings scheduled for city council member and county commissioners. And I also feel that state legislation should hold our county commissioners and city councilmen more to the line and make up legislation that would protect our citizens from our county commissioners and our city council members. There's things that they introduce that are far and beyond norms. For instance, I know someone personally that their taxes went up 800%, their property tax, in 1 year. I believe there should be legislation that says that our local municipalities cannot raise your property tax that high in 1 year. We need to protect our citizens because there are folks out there in local government that do not have a handle on what's going on.
Justin Lanassa, thanks for joining us today.